I love to hear Michael introduce that song. You know, it's all about hearing about what the song means to other people. But I was talking to Bill Castle, the one that wrote the thing, and I told him, he called me one day and he seen in the somewhere that we had recorded it, and he said, "I wrote it." I said, "Yeah, I knew you did." And I told him the version, short version of that story there, and I said, "That's why we included it on the CD." And you know, that's what means a bunch. You see, all we want to be is a blessing to folks. As Mike mentioned earlier, we're not entertainers, don't claim to be, never will be. But we love the Lord, and we want to put Him first. And we want to do everything we can to honor Him. Bible says if we lift Him up, He'll draw all men unto Him. And I believe that. You know, my Bible says God cannot lie. And that's in there. So thank God for that. All right. Let's, I tell you what, fellas, let's go ahead and get them B-flat ones out of the way so we can do that. We love doing the old redback hymnals. Anybody ever heard of an old redback hymnal? Y'all got that down here? I know you do. We sang down here in Dallas over there at Peninsula Baptist Church, and they was full of them over there back here. We love it when we see them in the pew, but we're going to be right at home. And let me say something right quick. If you don't have a home church, come be with us tomorrow. We're going to be over here at Macedonia Baptist Church here in Dallas in the morning at 11 o'clock. We'd love for you to come and worship with us, if you will. And also, come and check our website at gospelplowboys.com. And I try to keep the schedule up. There's always something in the works. We're going to be at several different places, and I'd like to invite you to one that's real special to our hearts. It's down at the Outer Banks Bluegrass Festival down at Manio, North Carolina. We're down there again. It's a very beautiful park. I tell you, I was telling Wendell about how beautiful this place is, and the guy came up, and I had to go to the air conditioner for a little while. I'm getting pretty soft and old, and you know, humidity and a fat man like me don't get along too good, so I ran up there for a little bit. But we rode back down through here, and I honestly, and this is the truth, God will allow us to see things that, man, I don't know why, that it's such a beautiful place and allow us to be a part of it. And we just thank Him for that. We never take that for granted, and we don't take you for granted. You know, it's special for us for you to come and be with us. You know, I hope after things is over with, I'm going to hang around the table while it's a little cooler, and all of us will, and we just want to tell you thank you in person. So just come by and speak with you. And don't go, though. All kind of good music going on to well up in the night. So anyway, this one here is an old redback hymnal. Mike brought it to the group. Good choice it was. One called "The Dearest Friend I Ever Had."